Hey, this is Kevin at Food Forest Abundance, and here's your latest tip.
All right, so today I would like to talk a little bit about raising black soldier fly larvae. They are an incredible organism, and most of the time people raise them to feed chickens and ducks. And the beauty of it is that not only do the chickens and ducks love them, it's a treat for them and they go crazy. You can train them with these. They're actually clamoring over there because I'm out here and they think I'm gonna give them some. But they are so nutritious for chickens and ducks that it can be up to 50, even 60% of their diet. They're very high in calcium, protein, and fat. All right, so we're gonna open up the bin here. I just use an old school worm factory. They don't make this kind anymore, but I find this to work very well. So the top layer, as you can see, has got, see the adult flies can come in through these holes and they can lay eggs in things like corrugated cardboard rolled up. That's like a perfect thing for them to, corrugated cardboard like this, to lay eggs in. And so the top also, I don't put any food or anything in there. Just places for the adults to get in and lay eggs because otherwise rodents could get in. So the next layer, which is protected from rodents, is where the grubs are hanging out. And this is where I'm feeding them actively. And you can see them all crawling around in there really well. And so underneath it, I have a layer of bedding, some wood shavings. I probably need to change the bedding now. But you can see some of them have crawled through there. And at the bottom is a basin of liquid. And so this liquid is an incredible fertilizer. So what I do is I just pour it through a strainer into a separate container and dilute it and use it to water the plants. So you may have heard about ramps and how the older grubs, so when the grubs like this, they get older and they start to pupate or pre-pupate stage here, they start turning dark colored, almost black. And at that stage, they want to crawl away and actually pupate so they can hatch into the adult fly. And they don't want to be in the midst of all the active food. And so you see all these videos and there's some products that you can buy that has like a ramp. And then once they're starting to turn this way, they'll naturally crawl up the ramp and then out into a scoop bucket. And so they're self-harvesting. Now, I've been keeping them for years, and sometimes that will work, and a lot of times it won't work. They don't just climb upwards like they say in all the videos. See, in this case, they went downward. They do want to get out of the food, the active feeding grub bin, but they don't necessarily go up the ramp or downward. So what I do is I actually take this second layer here, which has some grubs that are still, you know, regular colored, that aren't started pupate yet, like that, and the darker ones, and I just give this to the chickens. So I just let the chickens go at that for a bit, and the duck, of course, who's really good at it. And I let them pick some of those out. Okay, so now I'm gonna feed the grubs. These are just kitchen scraps. A lot of peelings of a butternut squash from the garden, some onion skins, some yerba mate leaves. There's a bone here from when we did a pulled pork. It's cooked. And some leftover pate that our baby didn't eat. So what do black soldier fly larvae eat? Well, the answer is pretty much anything. The only thing they really don't like is things that are very fibrous. So they're not going to eat like leaves off a tree or, you know, corn stalks or anything that has lots of cellulose or fiber in it. So they're not like redworms in that way. They want things that sort of like we would eat, you know, like a butternut squash, you know, meat. So any kind of food leftovers, oily, fatty, meat, stuff like that, they'll totally eat that and enjoy that. And that's really good for them. They actually eat very fast too. So how do you know if you're feeding your black soldier fly larvae too much? There'll still be food there after a day or two. And you don't want to do that because it can putrefy and create some off odors and things. So the adult flies, they don't carry any disease. They actually don't even eat. They don't sting, they don't bite. They only live to 8 to 10 days and then they breed and then lay eggs. Well, the thing is, they're actually a lot more finicky about their conditions than the larvae are. And so it's in the winter, they are not gonna come in and lay additional eggs. And so unless you had a warm, humid, indoor environment where the flies could breed, which is kind of a tall order, this is basically a seasonal activity. And that really is the adults laying new eggs to keep the system going is really the limiting factor in how far you can take this. These grubs will eat your food wastes and they'll turn it into high quality chicken food and duck food. So, you know, anybody that is starting a homestead, even on a small scale, and you do have chickens or ducks, this is something that's definitely worth trying. And it may take a little bit of practice to get it right. You may want to buy a bin or purchase plans to build a bin. But just know that if you pay attention to it and troubleshoot it enough, you'll get into a rhythm with it, and it becomes literally like 30 seconds of work a day to do. And you're growing this incredible food source and recycling your waste in a way that there's no composting system or, you know, hydroponic, aquaponic, any kind of system I've ever tried. And I've tried a lot of those that is as efficient as raising black soldier fly larvae. So it is a key to sustainability and homesteading. And it is just they are very, very powerful allies in your mission to achieve that self-sufficiency. Forest Abundance, and together we're growing freedom.